5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Northern Colorado. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live, as always, from the Allo Communications Studios. And we're turning the calendar. We're turning it to the month of October. Either my favorite month or second favorite month. I'm not sure. It's December and October, right there. They battle it out every single year, and I guess depending on how I'm feeling. I'm in the Halloween mode, though, man. We decorated a little bit, got the lights going. And it's a scary time to be a Broncos fan right now. Just every week, man. Even in a win or a loss, every single week there's a glaring narrative, there's a glaring storyline surrounding this team. And, of course, weeks one and two, it was Nathaniel Hackett. Can he get a play in? Or, you know, is his decision-making really bad? Blah, 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 blah. And then last week when you beat San Francisco, it was, but Russell Wilson's not very good. Is he worth it? I don't know. He had a good drive, but outside of that, it wasn't very good. And now it's Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon with his, fourth fumble on the season? And he lost. And obviously two of those. One he loses trying to get a touchdown that first week. That changes things. You get that in. You punch that in. And maybe that game's over. Maybe you win that game. Maybe you run away with that game. And then this game, what was it? 10-10? It was 10-10. And the Broncos are, you know, moving, you know, a couple plays down the field. I'm looking here. I mean, it wasn't like it was crazy, a crazy drive. They were in midfield. You know, they first and 10 at Denver 48. They ran the ball, didn't get much. Then it was a penalty on Reisner. Surprise, surprise, penalty. Russell Wilson passes to Kendall Hinton. Now it's 3rd and 9. Russell Wilson scrambles. He gets 8 yards. They go for it. Javonte Williams gets the first down. And then 1st and 10 at Las Vegas 41. Is that where it was? That's a field goal there, man. You're on your way to a field goal at least to go up either 13-10 or 16-10 if you can make the extra point, 17-10. Said Melvin Gordon fumbles the ball, and they run it all the way back for a touchdown. 68-yard fumble return. I mean, those of you saying, and there's not many, but there's some saying, you know, hey, it's not on one guy. It's not on one guy. Boy, that fumble changes the trajectory of the game. And the Broncos come right back and score a touchdown. So the offense was moving in the first half. Things were looking very good. Instead of getting any kind of points there, you give it up and we go 7 the other way. Well, 6 the other way because they missed the extra point. So this question might be moot if Javonte Williams is out. You might not have a choice. But the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. So the Broncos just stop giving Melvin Gordon carries. I mean, it's getting to the point where every time, you know, close to it, everything is just, it's getting rough, man. I mean, it's Javonte Williams just got this in. Breaking news. Breaking news. Oh, man. That is rough. I'm trying to confirm this on the fly. Denver Broncos running back Javonte Williams is out for the season. Torn ACL. LCL. ACL, LCL. Has a torn ACL and LCL. He will miss the rest of the season, according to Adam Schefter. There you go. As I'm saying it, that changes the Method Flow Products poll question, doesn't it? You can't not give Melvin Gordon carries now. Or do you get on the free agent or free agents and try to get aggressive there? I mean, Corey Clement, Devonta Freeman, TJ Pledger. Philip Lindsay's on the practice squad for the Colts. I'm calling him today. Dude's never fumbled. He's never fumbled the football. That is a blow. There it goes, Angel. I mean, I said Javonte Williams was key for the Broncos all season long. And now here we sit with Javonte Williams now out for the season. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. How are we doing after that news? I'm just trying to react to this because, you know, you're thinking he's out Thursday. And then maybe you find a way to win this game. You lick your wounds, take some time off. But a guy that I said was probably going to be your most important player is now out for the season. I don't know that he was utilized the right way every single game, but now he's done. So, this is, I mean, that's the thing. Take the fumbles away, and Melvin Gordon's one of the top running backs. Not one of the top running backs, but he's top 20, isn't he? As far as just running the ball, just running between tackles, getting outside, catching the ball even. I mean, he's a good running back in that regard. But then you pair in the fumbles, and it's like, yeah, but it's getting to the point. That was his first carry, wasn't it? That's his first carry for this team. And he fumbles, and they take it back. Now, Melvin Gordon was extremely emotional about this. Here he is. I don't even know if he has audio. Here he is on the podium being asked about ball control and what he's been working on trying to get better at that. Here's Melvin Gordon.
Just got to be better, man, you know. Ain't no excuse for it. I don't want to get up here and tell you anything that ain't right. I just got to be better. That's it. It don't matter if I'm trying to do too much or, you know, I feel this way or that way. My job is, you know, to go out there and make plays, hold on to the ball, you know, and help put this team in the best position to win. And, you know, I didn't do that today, but, you know, I'll be all right. You know, I have to for the team, you know. I care about them boys more, you know, than I do, you know, any fan, any person, you know, especially when we out there because it's just us. You know, I make a mistake. First guys over there to, you know, cheer me up and get me back right. Them boys believe in me. I just got to do better.
Melvin, you mentioned a couple of days ago that you were doing extra work on ball security on the practice field. So, like, how frustrating is it that, you know, you put the extra work in and it still happens?
Well, he kind of walks off crying right there, right? I tweeted this out this morning that I wish Melvin Gordon was kind of more of a jerk. It's easier to pile on guys like that. And I'm not saying you're not going to be critical. It's unacceptable. He's a professional running back. Look at this, dude. In 2022, he's already the worst. He leads the league in fumbles as a running back, non-quarterback, right? Four. In 2021, he had three. He was tied for eighth worst. In 2020, he had four. He was tied for third worst. In 2019, he had four again. Tied for third again. Three different staffs, two different teams. It's a major issue. It is a major issue, him fumbling the football. This is not every once in a while he fumbles, but it'd be one thing, Angel, if like magic is happening in between that time. Like this guy was guaranteed to get you 100 yards rushing every time he plays. And he's gonna grab a touchdown or two. He's one of those guys. Like Derrick Henry, let's just say Derrick had the same issue, but he's still doing Derrick Henry things. It'd be easier to take. But you're not really seeing that right now. And listen, like I said, Melvin Gordon is talented. He has a lot of talent. But it's a major liability. Here's Nathaniel Hackett talking about the fumbles and Melvin Gordon in particular.
Yeah, I mean, obviously anytime, you know, you turn the ball over, it's a big swing, and then that leading to a touchdown or on the same recovery is obviously rough, but I really loved how the guys battled. You know, they stayed in it. You know, that they could have definitely gone down in the tank, and they didn't. We still had a chance there at the end, got it down to a field goal game there at the end. And, I mean, in the end, that's what you're asking from your team. I mean, all those things, they do happen, and that's a hard way to win games whenever you lose the turnover differential and it being a score. But they battled back, and I thought that was really good. Yeah, you know, I mean, in the end, you can't put the ball on the ground. I mean, it's that simple. We always say take care of the ball. That's the most important thing. And, you know, it's not like he's trying to do it. We understand that, but we just have to be even better with our ball security across the board. The other guys did a good job, and, you know, Melvin had that one.
Now he has no choice but to redeem himself. Moments ago, if you're just tuning in, we did get the breaking news, Adam Schefter reporting. Javonte Williams is out for the season. He tore his ACL and MCL. It's the MCL.
That is the medial cruciate ligament, which is basically So is ACL MCL? So the ACL is going to be anterior. That's going to be towards the front of your knee. The other one's going to be towards the middle, like closer to the middle of your body. So that's two ligaments in of the four within your knee that are gone.
Wow. Look at you go. Doc.
I took a couple classes.
I was just here.
Sports rehab, injury treatment, stuff like that.
Well, I mean, when you talk about sports, it's
everyone's
a good
thing doctor now. So
that's true. Everyone is a doctor except for the guy that the Dolphins fired. He's no longer a doctor.
Oh, I don't know about that. That situation's weird.
Sorry.
He got fired for following the NFL's rules that are somewhat broken, and he was hostile in the investigation. That whole situation's messed up.
I want to get to that, definitely, maybe in the lunch rush here. We put a call out to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, and I'm sure with this news today. Have we heard about Randy Gregory yet? He said he was fine. Now, Gregory said he was fine. And again, what did Tua teach us, Angel? Players are going to play. Players are going to tell you they're fine. They want to play. They know that every time they don't play, that hurts their chances of making more money down the road and being a part of it. And all I know there's more to it than that. But this is it. You know how I told you this, Angel? I'm a big fan of storylines. I'm a big fan of redemption stories. Maybe the Broncos will get one of those on Thursday. You're going up against a Colts team that I don't know if they're as bad as we thought. I don't know if they're certainly not as good as we thought they might be or whatever with Matt Ryan. But they're a very perplexing football team. I don't understand them. And I didn't understand why the Raiders couldn't win games. And look what happened. They put it all together against the Broncos. Now your hope is, wow, are the Colts going to start figuring it out this week? Well, for the Broncos, there's a redemption story here. Javonte Williams is out. I mean, are you looking at this list of running backs that's available that you could go out and possibly get? There's nobody on here that makes me go, oh, he's better than Melvin Gordon. Now, Philip Lindsay is, but what happened to him after his first two seasons? Nothing. He didn't do anything. So, I mean, we always like to pretend, oh, this guy, bring him back. It's just like Brock Osweiler. I liked him when he was here, but, oh, he was going to be the savior. Always going to bring him back here. He couldn't win the job. Philip Lindsay isn't a starting running back for a reason. Now, is he better than, you know, what you dealt with Mike Boone? I don't think so, because I'll tell you what, when Mike Boone's running the ball, I like him. Just don't like throwing it to him out of the backfield. Don't like throwing it to him down the middle of the field. Dropped a couple of wide open passes. A couple were maybe tricky throws, but couldn't make the plays. But I'm actually comfortable with Mike Boone being a featured running back in this offense. Remember, he's a George Payton guy, Minnesota guy. So he wanted him over here as soon as he got here. It's rough, dude. It's scary. I mean, Russell Wilson led the team in rushing yesterday. Hit 29 yards rushing and a touchdown as well. I thought Russ was fine. Probably statistically his best game. He had 124.9 rating. He was good. That third quarter was terrible, clunky, nothing went right. But still, you go back to that fumble with Melvin Gordon, and that was a game changer. That was a game changing moment. That I don't know that the Broncos really recovered. I mean, the offense went right back down and scored, but you know,
they opened the second half with four punts.
True. But here's what I'm saying on that, Angel. Is how many touchdowns are you gonna score in a game? How many times are you gonna score? For the Broncos, it's like 16 times. They got more than that yesterday, but for the most part, you only have so many scoring chances inside the 30, inside the 40, inside the 35 or whatever, where you can either get a field goal or a touchdown. For the Broncos, they need every single time. They need every piece of that. And to lose it on a fumble and then give it up. I mean, you're at midfield. You're gifted midfield. Was that the onside kick? Was that right after the onside kick?
Yes.
McDaniels geniusly goes for the onside kick there. Broncos recover it. Although that was kind of scary. Raiders looked like they might have a chance at it.
It was a good kick.
It was a good kick, but stupid to call that play at that point. But you're right there in midfield. It's 10-10. Drive down. Go score. And they were. You got it in almost field goal range. And instead, you just went for it on fourth and one, and you got it. And then you fumbled the very next play. That kind of thing changes everything. Because, like I said, you only have so many drives, especially for this Broncos offense, where you're going to get in a scoring position. And you squandered one of those away. So, I mean, if you think the Broncos, on any given game, have six drives that are going to get them at least a shot, like a shot at a field goal or a shot at a touchdown, maybe six? How many has it been so far for the Broncos? Maybe six? You just eliminated one. And in fact, you eliminated one that they took and scored a touchdown on. Now, I know the third quarter was awful, but I would just like to see this offense play with a lead and see what happens. I would like to see this a confident team go into the half rather than a situation where every single play is critical. Everything we do is so, like, we have to mind our P's and Q's. And that is, you know, that's where you just get to the point eventually where you say, man, is Gordon worth it? And the answer right now is, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at this, yeah, he's going to have to be. I mean, I don't see anybody else out there where you go, oh, that guy's better than Gordon. Mike Boone, I'm comfortable with him right now, but you just took away, in my opinion, the most important player on this team, on the offense at least.
And it'll be interesting to watch what Denver does here. It is a short week against the Colts on Thursday, so if you do bring in a running back, you may only get one practice out of him and a walkthrough. Maybe they don't make a move until after Thursday to see where they're kind of at and if they can add another piece to be that third rotational running back. But as of right now, the load's going to be on Melvin Gordon Thursday night.
It is. I mean, that's the way this is. There's no getting around it. I mean, there's no getting around it. It's Monday. You're not bringing anybody in here to start getting the flow of this offense. It's going to be Melvin Gordon and then Mike Boone. That's the way we're looking for Thursday. Well, and they both have opportunities here. Gordon has an opportunity to start putting that behind him. And Mike Boone has an opportunity to come out and say, hey, I'm good enough to be a two guy in an offense. Maybe not Denver's offense next year, but I'm good enough to be that guy. That's what's sitting in front of you. I mean, Melvin Gordon you have no option now but to redeem yourself. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. The good for me, well, how about Air Force? That's it. I mean, Air Force, they got all the drama surrounding them. Everything looks bad. Yeah, they're on probation and all that. They don't care. They didn't win big like I thought they would against Navy. It looked good at first. They were up 10-0 to start the game. Navy kept battling back. You know those are going to be battles. That's how it goes. Those games are always like that. But Air Force finds a way. And congratulations, another Air Force player, Hazeek Daniels, is my whole show player of the week, presented by Savai Brewing.
Air Force is really good. One of the best in the country at it. Daniels rolling, looking, flips it. Man wide open. That's Cormier. He's 20. He's 10. He's touchdown, Air Force.
He had like 150-some passing yards, touchdown, and then like 68 rushing yards and a key third down to ice this game, to put it out. So, Hazeek Daniels, listen, there wasn't a lot for me to pick from. I'll be honest with you. Wasn't going to take a Bear. They got kind of smoked late in that game. I wasn't going to take a Bronco. Not yesterday. No Rams played. Darn sure not taking a Buff. And then the Cowboys had an opportunity right there in front of them against San Jose State. And they fell apart in the second half. And they're not as good as I thought, maybe. We'll see. I mean, again, that was an opportunity for Wyoming to prove maybe they're one of the top teams in the conference. And didn't happen that way. But Air Force continues to be the bright spot, even with all the stuff. And now Calhoun's name is up again as potential for the CU Buffs. Carl Durrell's out. That's the bad, by the way. Carl Durrell fired. I was reminiscing last night, Angel. I'm looking through pictures already. It seemed like a lifetime ago. 5 weeks ago, we were at the Front Range huddle down there. 5 weeks ago, so much optimism. We're sitting there, Tanner and I take a picture with Carl Durrell, and he's on with me, and we're talking, and you're thinking, man, what a great guy. I hope he can figure it out. 5 weeks later, it's over. The ugly, I was going to say Melvin Gordon. Nah, it's the Javonte Williams thing now. We just got that moments ago. Javonte Williams tears his ACL and MCL. He is done for the season. I worried about it, man. I was just had a gut feeling that's what it was going to be. And that's the good, the bad, the ugly presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. He's had 11 fumbles, Melvin Gordon, 11 fumbles in 35 games. There's a lot of players that don't have that in their career, Angel. 11 fumbles in 35 games. What is that? Do your math. Your math science.
It is 0.31%. I might have done that right. That did not sound right. What was it, 35?
11th fumble in 35 games. That's like
3.1 fumble per game. That's
so,
probably not
so
right.
That seems, I mean, what is it, like a 30% chance he's going to fumble the
yes.
ball?
There's something with a three.
There's a third. Is that right? That's probably right. 11th fumble in 35 games. So based off 35 games of data,
31% a chance.
31% chance Melvin Gordon's going to fumble. That's scary, man. That's scary. 26 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. A bad overreaction type Monday just got worse with the news of Javonte Williams. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. On Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. You're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. If you just joined us, Javonte Williams is out for the season, a torn ACL and MCL. That's just awful. Just the worst news we could get on this Monday. As we're talking about Gordon and Russ and Hackett and two and two. Now, I mean, they're 500 still. Still 500. But that's rough because I've been saying all year that Javonte Williams could be the most important guy. Makes me want to head on over to Rule 105 right now or head over to On the Rocks Liquor for a Rule 105 beer. The game beer of the week is from our friends at Rule 105 in Greeley. It's their signature chili wheat. You can pick that up at On the Rocks Liquor or any of your favorite adult beverages. You can use the drive-through or pop inside. They're open 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. On the Rocks Liquor, always supporting the local brewery scene. But also expanding, too, and bringing some new stuff in for us to try that's on the Rocks Liquor. Dixon, while it's easy to make Gordon the scapegoat, 30% chance he's going to fumble the ball, Broncos had a lot of three and outs or five and outs, and the defense gave up over 200 yards rushing. Couldn't manage to get a stop when they really needed to. Listen, just because I started the segment talking about Melvin Gordon's fumble doesn't mean that there are more other issues. This defense that was looking like a top five defense easily struggled, especially in the second half. Jacobs ran all over this team. A lot of three and outs. Third quarter was about like that start to the San Francisco game. Nothing was going right. You couldn't move the ball, couldn't get first downs. Listen, none of that stuff goes away. But there's a play that just sticks out. You have the ball at midfield. You convert on fourth and one, and you're probably going to set up a field goal at the very least and go up 13-10. You play with a lead for a change for a while. I mean, I know they kind of did for a second, but later in the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, later in the game, can you actually play with a lead? Late in the second quarter, can you do that? And that's where, again, a lot of issues in this one. No question about it. But you have to be able to, at some point, take pressure off of your team. Denver was up, 7-3 for like 5 seconds? Is that right? Because the Raiders went right back down and scored a touchdown the very next drive. I'm just saying, man, that play changes everything. Just like we talked about, well, Brady, you can't put it all on Nathaniel Hackett's choice to not kick a 65-yard field goal. Sure, you can't, but it's certainly a big blemish. It's the biggest blemish. There was a lot of issues in that Seattle game, but that was the thing we kept coming back to. Same with this game. In the two losses, there have been two major talking points that were monster contributors, the best contributor. I mean, if you're weighing it saying, hey, what was the big biggest contributor to the loss? Was it the defense struggling? Was it offense, so many three and outs in the third quarter? Or was it the Melvin Gordon fumble? And I'm going to tell you, it was the Melvin Gordon fumble that changed the trajectory of the football game. Uncle Mo is a real thing. And they gave it up right there. Now, this offense, which I was impressed by, went right back down five plays, 75 yards, and scored a touchdown. Couldn't get the extra point. Uncle Mo, man. Uncle Mo had something to do with that, I'm telling you. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. No, you're right. There are other things. There are other major issues here that we're talking about. But, Angel, you're fumbling 30% of the time. Or there's a 30% chance, maybe I should say, there's a 30% chance that you're going to fumble in a game. That doesn't mean there's a 30% chance every carry you're going to fumble, but there is a 30% chance that Melvin Gordon is going to fumble.
And that's a stat that defenders will look at and say, okay, attack the ball. And
rip it.
You don't have to bring him down, just attack the ball because there's a good chance he fumbles.
Let him run. I'm letting that guy run. It's all I'm doing is going after that football early in the game. Because that can change the momentum again. Let him run for a while, but we're going to take our chances for a bit. I'm sending. If you see Melvin Gordon get stood up, bust in there, everybody. That is up on the big screen in film study right now for the Colts. Is hey, this guy has it in his head right now. And the other thing is, he's going to have it in his head that he's got to hold on to the ball. Is he really paying attention to what else he needs to do? That's the other thing. Sometimes you see running backs fumble, get fumbleitis, and then they suddenly stop looking at the openings and stop running like a real running back should. They're just focused on holding on to the ball, and that becomes a wasted carry.
No, because that's first contact. He's immediately balled up, and you're not going to get like a Javonte Williams run where he breaks three tackles and gets a first. You're going to get hit and go down because you don't want to fumble.
There are certain running backs that just carry it. There's no getting that ball out of there. But they can still, that's just their style. They can still run and look. Gordon leaves it out, man. We've talked about that. He runs differently. That helps him run, I guess. Gordon, you know, in his career, has been a pretty good running back. Ever since his time with the Chargers, he's been a pretty good running back. But he fumbles, and that's a big issue. I mean, he almost coughed the game. He almost lost the game against San Francisco, dude. Russell Wilson dives in for that ball on their own five. Game's over right there if San Francisco gets that. You're sitting at 1-3 right now. And that's all because of Gordon. Like, those issues, but Russell saves it. Texture, if the Broncos defense gives up that many yards rushing and allows sustained drives like that, you could have zero fumbles, and you're going to struggle to win games. That fumble doesn't happen. I'm telling you right now, Denver wins. I'll tell you right now, Denver wins the game. That changed everything, because Gordon didn't get any carries. We barely saw Gordon the rest of the game. How many more carries did he get after that? Now, I guess he did, but you saw Mike Boone in there. They were relying on Mike Boone.
Well, Mike Boone was in on that 4th and 5 in the fourth quarter that Russell just missed him off the fingertips.
Yeah. And Gordon might catch that. Gordon's better at receiving. And that's the tough part about Melvin Gordon is he has so much talent in so many areas. But the fumbles are an issue. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I mean, Gordon had 3 carries. You don't think that fumble changed everything? I'm telling you right now that if he doesn't fumble the ball, obviously you don't get a touchdown. You probably get a field goal, maybe a touchdown, but you also have faith in him because now Javonte's out. And now you got more faith in him going, okay, because who's better right now, Melvin Gordon or Mike Boone? Who's the better running back? Melvin Gordon. But instead, because of the fumble, Nathaniel Hackett had no choice, I suppose, to say, dude, you're out of favor, man. We trust you. We don't trust you at all. So because of that fumble, not only did you've already lost Javonte Williams, you just lost your other running back. Because the trust, is that a Nathaniel Hackett thing? Should he have trusted Melvin Gordon in that game after the fact? I mean, it's not like they ran a whole heck of a lot after that. I mean, Mike Boone ran it 3 times total, but they also had 3 and outs. When you have 3 and outs, how many 3 and outs to start that third quarter?
4.
There's only so many plays.
You're not there, not a lot of obvious running situations there.
Right. Well, and the other thing is,
you know, penalties is
you have
pushing you back negative yards.
Be my Valentine, hold me closely. Garrett Bowles is back.
He needs a hug.
Trust me. I'm not saying this is all Melvin Gordon. Garrett Bowles has some issues again. Here we are again. And they're not just like subtle holds. When Garrett Bowles holds you, he's going to freaking hold you. He's going to wrap you up. He's going to dance you your feet off. And then he's going to get the hold. Then he's going to look at the ref like, what? What'd I do? It's like, do you understand? This is back 2 years ago. Suddenly it's 2.5 years ago. Do you understand what holding is? You're doing it. So it is a... There was a lot of issues, but I'm telling you right now, that game changes if there's more trust in Melvin Gordon, because I do think Melvin Gordon, look at his past games. Outside the fumbles, he's going to run for 50 yards or so, or he's going to catch balls out of the backfield. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I think they win the game. They win the game if that fumble doesn't happen, because so many things change. Yeah, B-Rad, we hit that. Williams out for the season if you just missed that. ACL and an MCL. He is out for the season. Is Lindsey still available? So, Angel, can you double-check my math on that? He's on the practice squad for the Colts, right? And I would imagine, since he's on the practice squad, if Denver goes and signs him and puts him on the roster, you got to put him on the active roster, which they have a spot now. Does that fix everything? I don't know. Dude doesn't fumble. Can't really catch it out of the backfield, though. Does he still have anything left in the tank? I don't know. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 41 minutes after the hour. We're way past due here, Angel. Let's jump out. We'll solve that mystery about Philip Lindsay. We'll figure out where he is for sure coming back and get some more clips for you from the weekend that was. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast. And you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Forty-six minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, Angel's been doing some detective work during the break, and you know, obviously, we're just digging up because I mean, I don't pay attention to practice squads unless it's the Broncos, but it turns out for sure, Philip Lindsay is on the practice squad for the Colts. Correct? The practice squad, not the actual roster. The practice squad. So that means we could go sign him today. And he could play for the Broncos on Thursday?
Yes.
And so, what else did he do? What else is he doing? What else is he up to?
Philip Lindsay on Sunday was pretty active on Twitter.
Okay.
He liked 3 tweets.
What?
Liked. First tweet. Somebody in Denver call and pay at Philip Lindsay right now.
And he liked it?
He liked it. Second tweet. Remind me, how many times did Philip Lindsay fumble in his Broncos career?
0 times.
Third tweet.
And he liked
somebody
that tweet.
Google searched Philip Lindsay career fumbles, 703 career touches, 0 career fumbles.
And he liked that too.
And he liked it.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Dang, Angel. Dang. We got to look for some blood stains or something. Something's leading us to a trail. Although you said George Payton's the one who got rid of him, right? George Payton's the one who shipped him out of here.
There is a primary suspect right now, George Payton. In this case, previous history with our suspect here. So going to be digging around a little bit, see if we can't find something in the lab results. Maybe something we're not seeing just
something
yet.
Something lead us to Philip Lindsay. Bring us back number 30. And not Terrell Davis, although that would be cool. But Philip Lindsay, I'd sign off on that. Put him third on the depth chart. Give Gordon like 7 carries. Give Boone like 4 carries. And give Lindsay like 3. See what happens. We're Hail Mary mode here. This season has been freaking stressful.
I mean, it's only October.
It's only October, man. I mean, first 2 weeks it was Nathaniel Hackett can't get a play in. Oh man, what's gonna happen here? Oh, should have kicked it, shouldn't have kicked it. Oh, he's incompetent. He doesn't know what he's doing. He can't even do the basic things. Third week. You win, you beat San Francisco, but the narrative is like, oh, but yeah, but Russell Wilson looks terrible. I was at Subway just now, like right before the show. The owner comes out, he's like, dude, that extension's looking awful. I mean, that's the thing. Like, that's the coffee talk. That's the water cooler talk is that 7-year contract, that extension was terrible. Aw, texter here. Coach Bruce Dick saying, you can't sign a player off the practice squad that you play the week of. Can't, for sure. Do we know that for sure? But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you should think about signing him anyway. whether he can play in this game or not. Because for one game against the Colts, I don't really know who they are. I'm okay with Russ just, let Russ cook like 60 passes a game.
A team can sign a player from their next upcoming opponent's practice squad, but it must be done at least 6 days before the game.
Ah!
Just missed it.
If I could have just gone back in time.
You can always go find a guy on the street.
Yeah. Just go find one of these dudes that's hanging out. You got to get somebody.
You got to have a third back.
You got to have a third running back. Or do you just like Andrew Beckett up and say, what happened to him, by the way? Wait, the first game was like, oh, you're doing good, man. And then, he's healthy.
Did Albert O do anything?
No, nothing. Nothing. Eric Saubert's the guy. Albert O is like not even a person out there anymore. Can't be found. File that one. Missing person. Albert Okwebanon. Andrew Beck's the fullback, though. Can you survive just going in with a fullback? He's your third back. They tried to give him an option play. Who was that against? Was that against Houston? I don't remember. Was that Seattle? Is it that far? Dude, that so much crap has happened. And this is Nathaniel Hackett's. This is only his fourth game. It feels like we've been living this life for so long. I thought that we'd gone with Vic Fangio. Now we're back to all these weird things. You know what best medicine would be? Blow out the Colts on Thursday night. Just blow them out. Like, go do your stuff all game. No fumbles. No weird decisions. No 465 three and outs in a row. None of that stuff. So we could have signed Philip Lindsay if we would have known. If we could have went back in time. We need Back to the Future. 11:51 the time. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Carl Durrell is out for the Buffs. Who should be the next head coach for the Colorado Buffaloes? Troy Calhoun's name's coming up again. Is he more than just this crazy triple option that only works at Air Force, really? Can he be more than that? He was an NFL assistant for a while, so he has a plethora of football knowledge. We'll look at some of the other candidates as well. 11:52 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Don't forget, we have the Clay Millen Show coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll see how Clay's doing with that shoulder. They play on Friday night against Nevada. Hopefully that game... I mean, there's drama there. You know, I got to ask Clay about the drama. Does he pay attention to any of that stuff? So we'll talk to Clay coming up at 1 o'clock. And we new poll question. New Method Flow Products poll question. Should the Broncos go sign Philip Lindsay? Yes, we have deduced, we have figured it out, Angel, that he can't play Thursday unless the Broncos would have... Maybe they signed him and we didn't know about it on Saturday. Maybe something was going on then. But it's a six-day rule, right? You can't play... If you're playing that opponent, you can sign him from the practice squad, but he can't play for you. It's got to be 6 days or whatever. So, I still think about it, though. Who else are you going to get after Thursday? Probably go Andrew Beck at number three. There we go. Just give it full back dive, baby. Dive it to death. Second hour coming up. The Lunch Rush coming up at noon. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy.